From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. 10 people, including 6 from the Timmins area and the rest from down south, are up on a laundry list of drug charges, the result of a joint Timmins Police OPP operation. An arrest warrant was executed at 3 Timmins homes last Wednesday and 1 in Gogama on Thursday. Drugs and cash worth just over $57,000 were seized. All but 3 of the suspects are out on bail. 3 of them are female. They and the 7 men range in age from 16 to 63. As is the rest of the province, the Porcupine Health Unit is experiencing a higher demand for COVID-19 vaccinations because of the impending vaccination passport. As of September 22nd, you'll need one to eat in a restaurant, see a movie in a theater, and for other public activities. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton says vaccination is an absolutely critical tool in minimizing the fourth wave.
Those that are not vaccinated have a 6-fold higher risk of being symptomatic, a 30-fold higher risk of being admitted to the hospital, and a 48-fold higher risk of being admitted to the ICU.
Details on getting a vaccination receipt and qualifying for the passport are on the Health Unit's website. The number of excuses for not being vaccinated is being reduced by the health unit and local paramedics. They're bringing the shot to you through a neighborhood blitz. It's happening Friday and Saturday in Timmins and South Porcupine. You'll hear sirens when it's in your area. If you prefer, you can get your shot inside your home or out on your porch. We've ticked up one more COVID-19 case in the region. It's in Timmins. At the same time, though, the Porcupine Health Unit reports 6 more cases resolved, bringing the currently active total to 12. Immigration, transportation, and communications figure heavily into the federal NDP's campaign platform for Northern Ontario. It was revealed in Sudbury today. Timmins James Bay candidate Charlie Angus says getting the feds back to the table dealing with Northlander passenger rail service would make a huge difference. Then he takes aim at communications.
The broadband issue has been killing us in the north with the fact that the government won't initiate caps on the cell fees. We can't compete unless we have better broadband.
For more from Charlie Angus and his views on the Laurentian University insolvency and how the Liberals failed, and on sustainability for mining, forestry, and agriculture during the climate crisis, go to mytimmonsnow.com. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.